Mic check 1, 2, what is this? Peace, YouTube, welcome back to DCDIHL, the Don Cole and DV, the Hippie Show Star. Spliff in Choon Choon. Shout out to all the Choon Nets out there. Shout out to everybody smoking a spliff out there, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody that's liking, commenting, subscribing. Shout out to everybody that's following on the audio journey. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all. And we back, man. This should be episode 314. And we are your hosts.
Yo, what's good? What's the word? It's Spliff. We here. We high. We on point right now. What's the word? What's going on? Hope y'all having a great one, you heard.
Your boy D-Week can Hippie, the highest hippie in the room, of course. And we back at it. How you feeling, Spliff? What's going on, my guy? Missed the last episode.
Yeah, it should be crazy. Shout out to the people. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the Brooklyn Chiefs, you heard. Shout out to the youth, you heard. Nah, chilling. I missed the last joint.
Lots shit going on. A couple obligations, you know what I'm saying?
I've been, you feel me? But you know, we still here for the show.
It's a fact.
The highest niggas in the universe. You hear me? I don't know, bro. What you feel like? What's the first? We got a couple of topics for today.
Yeah, we
do. Feel me? I know when we go to the other joint, that's a whole 30-20 minutes, you feel me? So what's the word? What we
shit, bro, chillin', man. Shout out to Choon Choon, man. I love those
good
type
topics,
of
topics though, good topics.
I love those type of episodes that we have, me and Choon Choon, you know what I mean? We get to speak more in depth. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with those type of episodes. But we here, me and Spliff. I don't know, man, what you wanna get into? There's mad shit up here.
Yeah, matter of fact, we started off with the battle of the R&B, you feel me? Let's go to the R&B wars, you heard? They went past songs, it's past rapping, you feel me? Cause them niggas both sing rap. Trey Songz and Jacquees, my bad, me. I ain't hear boy name get called down in Minnesota. Yeah, gang. Jacquees was in there wilding. Told my son pulled out a dread or something.
Yeah.
Mad bitch shit.
I want the world to know this bitch ass nigga Trey Songz is a bitch. Period. This nigga's a bitch, bro. This nigga came in the club talking about rape. Fuck you talking about rape for a bitch ass nigga? Then you come outside the club and swing on your little brother. You's a bitch. Chris Brown the GOAT. You's a bitch, brother. About a bitch. That ain't even my bitch. You talking about bitches that's with these niggas? The workers? You talking about people that came with these niggas? Hey, man. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. You a rapist, bitch. And I don't give a fuck.
All right. YouTube monetizations, bro. YouTube monetization.
Yo, I ain't gonna cut, bro. Chris Brown is the king was mad.
Said Chris yeah, Brown is what? The GOAT. I guess they beefing over a chick, and Trey Songz came into the club and he saw him, and I guess he apparently he put some hands and feet on him and he took four.
Yeah, he took a lot of locks out. That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie, gang, like. R&B niggas been giving it up for years, man. These niggas been fighting more than the rappers. I ain't gonna cap, man.
All right, fuck that shit, man. They beefing, you know what I'm saying? Trey Songz put his hands on him. We know what it is.
Trey Songz, VA, putting you know what I mean? The work.
He been doing that forever, right?
Bow.
Let's just jump into it real quick before the... However it breaks down, you know what I'm saying? What you feel about these allegations that he been getting lately? Trey Songz. Everybody talking about that he gonna have a surviving Trey Songz and all this shit.
What's all the allegations? Hypothetically, I ain't super nosy with
sexual
Trey
assault,
Songz,
right? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Couple times.
Hopefully, I don't know, bro. That's nasty work.
Remember, even Keke Palmer came out and said that he tried to front on her during their music video shoot. Yeah, he was trying to get it and all that type shit. She was like, "Nah, I'm just here to work."
My son's trying to beat. Nah, my son wildin'. Hold on, that ass.
Yeah. Damn, man. Shit is crazy, bro.
Son out here bugging out, bitch. Man, that's crazy. Fucked up to hear, though. That's damn.
It is fucked up to hear. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't want that to be the A block where my son Spliff came in here with good energy, so he looked at the board and he was like, yo, let me just pick something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't really...
You see how the weather changing, though, right?
It's weird.
It's getting nice outside. The groundhog came out, Groundhog Day, you know what I'm saying? So it's about to be spring. Nah, we good, bro. I think we good, man. But, you know what I mean? All right, let's get into it. What you feel about Kobe's statue? You saw it? You ain't see it? They unveiled it yesterday.
The biggest pose?
That's right.
Oh, Legends. Yo, that's legendary. My son like got the... What's good, gang?
That's the one when he was... when he walked off the court for his 81-point game.
Coolest statue ever. The GOAT, legendary. I ain't gonna cap. That's fire. And it had the light.
So if you had a choice, swipe through these, which one would you have chose? Because, you know, Kobe got a lot of legendary and, like, a lot of signature type moves. You know what I'm saying? So I think that one would have been tough. That one would have been tough. And
this one right here.
Right?
This one.
Or that one. Or that one.
That one. Because that shot is crazy.
Because that's his.
But that ain't gonna lie. That right there, Super Saiyan Kobe.
That
would have been
crazy. Yeah, that one would have went crazy. But what they chose, number 8, after the 81-point game.
It was a moment.
Yeah. And his wife said that. She said that before he passed away, he had a decision in... That decision, you know what I'm saying?
So,
which,
use that nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying? Get that
he knew he was gonna get it. He like, yo, let me see, man. Choose this right here.
That was the one.
That's the one that he chose. She said.
Oh, right. Yeah, game shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Walked out like, who did that? Me. Fuck niggas talking about.
He's the highest. I don't know, man. They tried to put out some bullshit footage of. Wilt Chamberlain scoring a 100-point game.
Yeah, well that nigga.
I think the highest scoring point game.
You gotta think about, he was the tallest nigga playing.
Yeah.
All these niggas was like 5'6". Yeah.
Alright. I don't know.
Believe it.
I feel you. I'm gonna show you a video.
Cause like my nigga just going like this all day.
Yeah, they put out a video where he was like at 84 points. And they put out a video where he was like, they was like counting it down and he was scoring and shit. I don't know if
it's the headphones or on your dome piece, like a little lengthy.
Yeah, it's probably
just
yeah.
Making sure. You know what I'm
saying? But
should be critical.
They showed him scoring the last like 25 points to get to the 100.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they showed. But I don't know. For me, the highest scoring point game in the NBA is Kobe 81. You know what I'm saying?
And they saying that 100 point shit was on some ones and twos.
Yeah, they ain't have no 3-pointers in that time. I mean, but I could believe it because I believe everything else that I saw from Wilt. Like, that nigga was averaging 50, 30 and shit like that. Like,
this nigga's retired, seen young Shaq and shook him up off a pound.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, this old shit fool you. This old nigga still get busy.
Shout out to the Lakers, man, for that Kobe statue. That shit tough, you know what I mean? So,
super fire.
Rest in peace to Mamba, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the peoples.
You know what I mean? Let's keep the ball rolling, man. But, fuck it, man. Let's just talk about what we've been talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Right to it?
Let's get into it, man.
All right, play by play.
You know, we'll talk
about it. Play by play. We're going to do play by play. Right? My son didn't die.
Damn, that's...
Yo, I wasn't fired. Like, can they really have my son there looking like, all right, he could be dead, he could be asleep, maybe sleep. He wasn't dead. You feel me? My son, they brought him to a psychiatrist. Yo, shout out to the first black gangster mob family on TV that brought a nigga to a psychiatrist instead of smoking niggas. It was heavy on the. He could have got smoked.
Nah, that's baby bro. He wasn't. I didn't think he was.
It was heavy. He could have got smoked.
But again, I'm not putting nothing past Spliff no more when he talked power. Because when that ending came up and my son Unique popped up, I thought he was a ghost.
No funeral. Yo, time out. We
I thought
can't
it was
just
a
go
ghost.
Like, yo,
nigga,
boy,
that's where
that
you started.
But that was a. Nah, I started
you said
with
nigga
the beginning. Yeah, I know. I seen he die. No funeral for Unique niggas is wild. Yeah. I ain't gonna front. Ronnie Pauly was kind of like, all right, yeah, this nigga dead. My son's still alive. Now, real deal, play by play, right? The feds was scrambling.
They was trying to get to it.
They was scrambling.
They was trying to get to it, but nobody was talking. They really didn't have nothing. Because the main piece is Howard. And he kept throwing them off, you know what I'm saying? So... It was hard.
And it was on his body.
It was on his body, bro.
It was about to wrap Howard up.
To wrap him up, bro.
Took his shield and his gun.
Yeah, they took his shield and his gun. And even when they went to go get Famous, it was like, oh shit, they put in mad pieces. But the episode before that, because we ain't talk about since like probably episode 6 or some shit like that. The episode before that, when they came to get. Yeah, when they came to get. Jukebox after her performance.
Super gangster.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they been on it, so
shit, they just fucked up the group with that shit.
But the real shit, when it started getting real on that episode, was when Rock was driving and the niggas pulled up next to her. She looking at the basketball. Niggas playing basketball.
Ronnie, what's wrong with you, my nigga?
That nigga crazy.
Bugging the fuck out, you are. Not my mother, nigga. My mother, nigga.
Hold on, that's Sean? You, nigga. That's Sean? Wait. He got shorty pregnant? Kaylee?
Yeah,
he got shorty. That's Sean?
Yo.
That's his son? Think about it.
Facts, that son.
Think about it. That's the driver.
That's boy.
The original power. Sean.
That's boy. Somehow his mother could have been a singer.
When
nah, wait.
When she said.
Nigga, Sean Moms was a.
When she said my period late, I said, hold on. Oh, look. I thought that.
Oh, my
in a
God.
Couple episodes earlier when the other shorty that he was fucking with was like, when she was throwing up and shit before performances and shit. But that's just because she was nervous and all that type of shit. But Shorty was like, yo, my period is late.
Wait. That's a fact. I ain't really think about that, right? But yeah, that's Sean, right? That's Sean. That's little Sean, right? But nah, this part, right? It's another season.
Like three more seasons.
Are we going to get Ghost and Tommy for next season?
More than likely, bro. If not, the season after. This is gonna be season 4.
Niggas got young. If niggas got young Tommy out there, I'm crying.
This is gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. But I really think that that's. I think it, unless he gets like an abortion, ask her to get an abortion or something. I don't know, but I think that's his son, bro.
Marvin.
1992.
They still on my boy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Howard, not
really. Howard dead now.
Not really, cause Gene is dead.
Yeah,
the white dude.
Yeah, but the cops niggas said they ain't need nothing about that. They still want him. Remember at the funeral. Yeah.
We gonna have to see how that shit wraps up, cause like you said, they killed Howard. They killed Rodney.
Unique back. Told y'all niggas.
On some, what's his name? Doom?
Yo, MF Doom?
MF Doom shit?
You gotta be crying.
Yo, I dad thought he was a ghost, but when he looked at the camera and winked, I'm like, nah, that's he real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he didn't die, bro.
That means he probably reached out to Kanan. He didn't reach out to Rock.
Out the who, nigga, he just popped out. It wasn't no
Nah, he probably set that up, bro.
Unique set that up?
Yeah, nigga. Why you think he came out like that, nigga? That you think it was a coincidence that he was there and just came out like and look at his brother like, yeah, nigga. That was a look of revenge. Like, yeah, nigga, I got you back. No?
Killed my brother, nigga.
No, you don't think so? What you thought?
I don't know, gang. You don't think know
it was just a coincidence that he was there?
Nah, come on. That's too crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was just there. And like, oh, shit, they killed my brother. Hold on, let me come out.
Nah. I don't think he set that up, though.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Think, I don't think he set... Because now we got to play to see if this nigga remembers anything. This nigga face all crazy.
It's not confirmed, bro. I don't know. What if that's just a ghost, bro?
What? Ghost?
Yeah, nigga. We know how Power Duo Reina came back as a ghost and shit, talking to...
Ghost, my nigga.
Come on, bro.
A ghost, my nigga. I don't that's that nigga. So. Nigga, you seen his face? Ghost would have been Unique with the fire jacket. Now Unique with a dirty hoodie, nigga. I should survive the death, nigga. Nigga left me dead. Yo, bro, you're bugging. That nigga is no ghost. That nigga about to come back on some killing niggas like ghosts. Y'all niggas is whining. It's still my brother, nigga.
Snap and Pops damn knew about this?
Snap and Pops knew about what?
Ronnie dying like that? You think they knew about
the plan? They gonna find out about Ronnie dying, but now...
You don't think they was in on the plan or no?
Maybe not. They, you know they know, but I don't know if they was part of the plan.
Because I'm only asking because, you know, they was about to go to war with Rock.
They might still go to war with Kanan.
They might still go to war with Kanan, right? They might want to
go.
Yeah.
Still go to war with Kanan, nigga. You and Ronnie was moving with my money. My 401k, nigga, you stupid.
And that 500 was supposed to, well, some of that was supposed to go
but
to
they, but see the 500 and they brought it back to boy. That's going back to the Italian niggas.
Yeah, you got it.
And if she don't bring that shit back to Italian niggas, she's getting boom.
Get good with them. They gonna be rocking in the beginning.
If she don't bring the bread, she still gotta pay them niggas for that bread. So she better bring that bread.
Yeah.
My son back killed the nigga. You don't gotta worry about this nigga no more.
Shit.
But now it's Unique. Kill my brother, bitch. I love this nigga even though he hate my guts.
Wait, why you keep saying you killed my brother?
Oh, Kane killed King. Oh yeah, you're right. He killed her, but he's still gonna think it's Rock.
You think he gonna be mad that they killed Ronnie? Bro, yeah. Did you watch the end of the episode?
I don't think he's gonna be like, oh, whatever. Like,
what you mean, bro? The nigga tried to kill you, bro. And the way that he came out at the end of the episode, he looked at
they
him.
They both Ed. They both Ed, bro.
Nah, I don't think he gonna. You think he gonna war with Kanan and Rock because they killed his brother that
maybe
tried to kill him?
Maybe. We don't know how this shit gonna really go.
That's why I was saying what I'm saying,
because
bro.
Because regardless, he gonna want part the street back.
Yeah, he just need to put y'all comments.
Bro. No, he gonna want to be. He gonna want the streets though back.
Yeah, but him and Rock is cool, bro. And Ronnie tried to kill him. Why would he be mad at the people that killed the nigga that tried to kill him?
Bro, I don't know, bro. Niggas love their family. It might be one of those. If I was that nigga, I wouldn't give a fuck. But I'm just saying. He might. That's his older brother.
I don't think so. He don't fuck with that nigga, bro. And I think... I think
boom, boom,
when
boom.
He got back from how he got back from, yeah. You know, from the dead or whatever, he was probably unconscious or a coma or something, but he was where he was at.
Yeah.
They never found him. They never took him to a hospital or nothing, right? Boom. He came back, recuperated. Because that happened like before episode 5, right? That happened like episode 4 or some shit like that, right?
When he died, five or six.
Yeah. Some time went by.
Some
time went by, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he recuperated, whatever. I think
And nigga died in 5 and came back in 10.
Crazy. I think, you know, that's unique. He still got people in the street, right? I think he had his ear to the street, what was going on with Bonnie and Kanan. Mm-hmm. I think he reached out to Kanan. This is just my theory, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I think he reached out to Kanan and set this up. So probably on some, yo, what's going on? And Kanan told him what's going on. And then they made this plan or whatever the case is. Because nobody, yo, even Rock and Marvin was thrown off. Like, even Detective Howard. Because as soon as that, yo, Rock took that opportunity. As soon as he killed Ronnie.
The money.
Yeah, as soon as he killed Ronnie.
The drugs.
As soon as he killed Ronnie, she just grabbed that gun and killed that nigga Howard. Like, come here.
Yo, say the shit he said before he died.
That nigga looked at Kanan and said, "You see this shit?
See how they try to do niggas?
This your mom's beat.
I killed niggas for this bitch. I made sure you no gun. Come on.
I said.
I made sure all these other niggas. I just tried to get your uncle.
What you and think that's about why that? He got boom. What you think about that though?
Playing my son Marv.
And Marvin was A plus this season. You know what I'm saying? On his report card, he had an A plus.
He was on it. Talking about, yo.
From this episode nigga one.
Was talking about. We ain't talk nothing on this. This nigga was about to try to go out like Avon.
Who?
Lou.
Oh, you know what I thought about? I thought about D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. That's what I meant. Yeah. Because nigga went out on the chair. I'm like, yo, he tied the cable. He started crying. I'm like, yo, this nigga is crazy.
Come on, L.O. Let's not do it like this.
Yo, Lou, stay at the therapy place and get your shit
right. If you don't want to be a gangster, no more, don't be a gangster.
You don't got to. You killed enough niggas so you could just be like, nigga, I'm good.
I like when him and Rock spoke, though, and she was like, you my heart. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that was fire.
My son was like,
that was deep. They went in their bag. She was like, oh, when a nigga hit her with the therapy shit, you're angry because you're hurt. And then she's like, yes, I am. I was like, yo, what's up, Rock going through? She's like, he wanted to speak with you. That was him. He chose for you to be here to speak to him.
She's a dangerous nigga, bro. She dangerous, bro. She dangerous.
When she was talking shit to Howard, it was Howard, right? And he was like, I love how your motherfuckers see me as the fucking problem and the answer.
Yeah, yo, that shit. Y'all gonna come to me to solve your problem. Like, what's up?
Yo, that shit was wildfire.
That's when they kidnapped Kanan. That was the scene right before that. They kidnapped Kanan. You think Jukebox gonna go to the army?
Definitely going to the army.
She out real quick, right?
But you see how the little sentimental part they had with the girl, and the girl was like, I'm gonna wait for you. You're not.
Not, but that's what's up.
Yo, that meant so much to me. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
yeah, because you can see when she told her.
No one else ever, you feel me? Like, outside of.
I like you.
Besides the white girl.
Yeah, and she did that little bump like she used to do with the white girl.
They kissed each other. That's when you know. And she was like, yo, I was just kind of fucking Kanan because I ain't know what Usher was like. I felt like, but
I ain't never do nothing like that type shit. Man, yo. this season was A.
Yo, one. I gotta rewatch the, like when Jukebox pulled up in the first power. I gotta rewatch that them episodes.
That's I believe that's like season 2. Okay, season 3. All right,
2 or 3.
Because remember, she came in when
I think when it's Ghost, season 3, episode 4.
When Ghost burnt Pulse. When he left him in the... Him. Yeah. When he left Kanan in the burning
3.
Building.
I think it is 3.
Yeah.
3, episode 4.
Yeah. She was wildin'.
3, 4, 3, 5. I did the search.
She was the cop. She had a gang with her. She had them young niggas with her. That's when my son Tyreek was trying to hit the streets. Yo, the original power was dope, bro.
Yo, Sean Moms ever was in the show?
Nah, they never.
And the other one, they never showed her, right?
They never showed her. I never saw her or anything of that nature.
Our nigga didn't even talk about that at all. Like,
Power was fire.
That's my son, that's it.
Power was fire this season, though, bro. I can't wait for.
She started crying and all that.
Ghost Power Book 2 should be coming back.
Yo, they shot your mom's B. What? Nigga closed door on a bitch like, what, nigga?
You he was tight, bro. He was tight. Shout out to 50, you know what I mean?
And Snaps pushing him.
When Marvin came to
when
talk
he was
to him?
Arguing with Ronnie and they's some yeah. different nigga. I ain't that nigga you think I ain't. My son was in bad.
Yeah, when Marvin came to talk to them, they, this shit could go different. He like, I know.
What's up?
Move with him. Move to the side with him.
Oh, nigga, wildin'.
Yeah, man. Them niggas smoke. Need to get popped, man. But this season was too fire. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with this season heavy, bro. I'ma have to rewatch it straight through.
All right, so we got Kanan not fucking with Rock, but saved up. But Rock said, you gotta come with us type shit. The feds is on Rock and Howard, but Howard's gone. They at the mall, losing the therapy shit. Unique back, Ronnie dead. Shout out to Ronnie getting shot in the head like that. Gangsta.
Fire. Jukebox going to the army. My son Famous about to
famous
do 7
about to
to
get
10.
Snot, boy.
But that's back in the days, right? He gonna do like 5 to 7.
His mom brought the ratchet to the spot. Like, what? Yo. Then they, yo, and then you think they're gonna use Famous against Kanan? Against Rock to get him out? Cause remember they said that self-defense shit.
Yeah, I think they're gonna try, but I think Famous is really loyal to Kanan, you know what I'm saying? If he's loyal or scared, you know what I'm saying?
But nah, cause that's why I was kinda stuck.
I don't think
he'll
ever snitch on them.
No, but that's why I was kind of stuck, because remember, like, it seemed like they was trying to bring it up with them, and then they said, nah, he did a good thing by killing that person. Like, I ain't kill nobody. He kept good by saying, I ain't kill nobody. But then, the fucking, the nigga came with self-defense. And you seen the other nigga looking, and
he came yo, with the FBI.
Let me get my judge. Yeah, like.
Yeah, I don't think he gonna. I don't think he ever gonna snitch on fucking Kanan or Lou or Rock, anybody over there. You know what I'm saying? But I think he gonna end up doing some jail time though. We might not see him in the next season. But I think that's dope. You know
Him and Sun lost that deal. That's crazy. Niggas is bugging.
Yeah, man, this season was
y'all
super
see
fire.
When he come back, y'all can't believe this nigga won't be a joke now. That shit crazy.
This season was super fire, man. Shout out to everybody with that
yo,
shit.
Yo, Lou, stay alive, man.
Yeah, stay alive.
Stay alive, Lou.
Even he had to get the feds off him.
Yo, don't lock up Maul. Free Maul, you heard? Just in case, but I'm just saying, don't lock Maul up. You heard?
Well, anything else that you watching on TV or movies that you caught up on and watched? One of my favorite shows is back, Abbott Elementary. That's my shit right there.
Gotham. Been watching Gotham.
Like the old seasons?
Yeah, the ones that was on 11. Yeah, I was watching those. That shit, I ain't gonna find, that shit was fire. Shit like was at cool. The Dark Knight, that Gotham shit was fire. What other shit I've been watching? No Family Guy, South Park.
This nigga ain't watching nothing, dude.
Man, old shit. Watching the sports. Shit crazy with the sports right now. I ain't gonna cap.
Super Bowl coming up.
Money.
Super Bowl coming up soon. Let me see what's on the board, man.
53 milli.
You wanna talk about the Grammys?
What's up with Ho? What he mad about? I know they grabbed up Killer Mike. But what about Hov? What he mad about?
Hov Baker. Damn, here we go. Hov basically was
best new artist.
He was just saying that it's crazy how Beyonce got all these Grammys, but she never won. She got the most Grammys ever, but she never won the album of the year in the Grammys.
Scott, chill.
So basically, what I'm gathering from what he was saying, I could play the audio, you know what I mean? But what I'm getting from what he's saying is, even to the little artists, you know what I'm saying? The smaller artists, you know what I mean? Like, they trying to do this to us. You know what I'm saying? We Hov and B, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The Grammys still do this to us. So I'm a part of the, you know what I mean, Academy. So I'm just trying to make it a little, you know what I mean, just trying to move the needle a little more towards us, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, you know what I mean? Because every time that Beyonce lost Album of the Year, it was either just like Adele or Taylor Swift or somebody like that.
Yo, B, you got to chill, B. You got awards. You want to pinpoint an award that you haven't got. I mean, like, man, you drop another album.
Who, Beyonce?
Yeah.
I think she got an album coming up right now, or is out right now. I'm not too sure.
She probably get a Grammy for that shit. She didn't get nothing. She, damn. Probably she got some shit for that shit that was in the movie theater.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. I don't want to embarrass this young.
Because she got everything else, bro. Come on, bro. Mad greedy. So now she gonna feel hurt. Alright, so look. She didn't get Best Album. Nicki arguing about she didn't get one. Killer Mike got locked up after the shit. Like, I don't know, bro. People gotta choose better shit to argue about, cause she didn't get the Best Album.
I was gonna bring that up. So Killer Mike won Album of the Year, Best Rap Performance, and Best he swept in the rap category. And then right after that, they arrested him. Apparently he had got into a little, like, brush with
Best Rap Album.
Yeah. He got into a little brush with a security guard or something of that nature. But yeah, he won Best Rap Album, Best Rap Songs, and Best Rap Performance. Shout out to Killer Mike, man, because me and Cole spoke about this episode. I mean, we spoke about this album when it first came out. This album was super fire, bro. And a lot of people.
Killer Mike is a problem.
Nah, Killer Mike is dope, man. He always been dope ever since that fucking. What was the song that he was on? Bone Crusher?
And the Dungeon Family shit. Yeah. There's a couple joints.
You know what I mean? But even Kendrick said it. Yeah, I like when hip hop was rapping. If you did, motherfucker, Killer Mike would be platinum. You know what I'm saying? So, real rappers know who Killer Mike is. It's just that he dropped this, and this is his first full. This was his first album that he dropped, like his first full album. You know what I'm saying?
Besides, crazy when you think about how long he's been rapping.
Yeah, because besides that, he does what's the shit? What's his group?
Dungeon Family.
No.
The other one.
His group with LP, with the white dude.
Forgot the name right now. I ain't gonna lie.
The name is slipping my mind, but they dropped like 4 albums. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Killer Mike for getting that. I love that album. That album's fire. It was between that and Joey Badass for me. Mm-hmm. For Rap Album of the Year this year, because this year was kind of like last year was kind of like, you know what I'm saying, with music. But there was a lot of like, I don't want to say backlash. There was just a lot of people that didn't know who Killer Mike was, and the category was like Travis Scott was in there, you know, a bunch of other albums that people fuck with.
Yo, that last topic kind of crazy.
The Nitro shit? Oh, we could talk about that if you want to before we get out of here. But like Costanet, right? Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, who the fuck is, he said, who Killer Mike? He said, no disrespect to you, congrats to winning an award, but who made this? Who? And then, you know, he started going in. He was like, Travis Scott, Utopia should have won this, da da da. And then Joe Buttons went at him like, yo, like, bro, listen.
Gotta relax.
You know, he just went at him and all that type shit.
Travis
but
Scott over Killer Mike is crazy.
Even Killer Mike saw that response, and he was on a podcast, and he was like, He was like, yo, shout out to Casanet, man. I'm in Atlanta. You in Atlanta. Pull up on me. You know what I'm saying? We could chill. We could talk. You know what I'm saying? We could build. I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not going to take that comment. You just didn't know
what it was.
What it was. You know what I'm saying? And just because you are, you, the age that you are right now, you young, you hip, you know what I'm saying? You a streamer. Like, you're not on artists, to everything that's fire. Yeah, yeah, you're not on this everything that's super fire. But Killer Mike, man, that's that nigga right there, man. And prayers, because I believe his son had a successful kidney surgery or something like that the day after, if I'm not mistaken. But he's good. Yeah, so
should be real.
Prayers to him, man. Shout out to Killer Mike, man. That's a fact, man. Jay-Z called out Victoria Monet, won best new artist. You know who Victoria Monet is, right?
Yeah.
What's her song?
Nah, I know who she is. I don't listen to the music.
I forget how that song go that she got. That shit is fire though. But she won that. There was a couple other awards, but I don't really watch award shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too big on award shows sometimes, but yeah, it's a fact, man.
Ain't nothing going on.
Yeah,
they need to give my son Ransom a Grammy. You heard? Shit like that. Shout out to my son Fab, why he ain't get a Grammy out here? You heard?
What you think about the first one? New York City mayor launches $53 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to migrant families. That's a thousand.
Why are you, boy?
That's $1,000 a month for them.
Why are you giving them cheese? For what? You giving a stimmy to them niggas?
Nah, it's not a
stimmy. Dumb niggas? Nah, I'm just being stupid. I know
they get that shit every month. $1,000 on a credit card every month, and they supposed to only spend it in grocery stores and shit like that, supermarkets and shit like that.
Them niggas gonna be the plugs now for niggas.
This what I'm Spliff.
You made these niggas the plug for the EBTs and all that.
Yo, Spliff.
These niggas is gonna be EBT guards with a band in their shit. You know what they gonna do with that in the stores right now?
That's what I'm saying, bro. They getting crazy. What? To cook about it where?
Nah, we gonna
they
be
they don't
grown.
Got no kitchens.
Niggas about to make them victims.
I didn't even think about that.
Facts. You got what in that card?
Come in. Take all that out.
A band of what? Niggas about to run down and extort niggas like, papi, ahora, este tiempo para ti.
That shit
you
is super crazy to me, bro.
Nah, they wildin'. They about to make it hot on the block.
And then they trying to twist it and say that it's going to help us save more money at the end of the day. You
giving niggas cribs money. What? Alright.
Well, you just made $53 million come out of nowhere. What are we talking about, bro? You could have bended this for all the homeless niggas that
that's from, yeah, home. That's what I'm about to say. We could jump right in that, because this nigga's on the train every day, beating off, harassing niggas, sleeping, taking up whole 4 or 5 seats for people. Nah, bro. What's going on with the homeless niggas, bro? For real, bro. Y'all niggas just took in niggas that was homeless or whatever from other places. They probably was Gucci. Brought them over here. We already crowded, bro.
Yo, like, I heard in places like Chicago and Boston, bro, they even giving these people jobs as far as cops, bro. Some of these illegal migrants, they got jobs as cops.
These niggas don't even know how to talk
guns,
English.
Bro.
Gonna make these niggas cops
it's with a crazy. Gun.
With a gun.
It's crazy, bro. And not to say like that, like, we see this shit a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? But even the dude that got caught up, he was driving around on the mopeds robbing old ladies and shit. In the
yeah,
one of
I these ain't gonna migrants. Lie, bro. This shit is spooky.
It's a scary situation, bro. Like,
fix the shit with the homeless niggas first before you, oh yeah, I forgot, you already did it already. So y'all brought niggas in from over here looking out for these niggas.
They just trying to replace us, bro. That shit is scary, bro. Even like the working class, bro, you supposed to be doing something for the working class as well, bro. If you got $53 million, bro, that shit is fucking bananas to me, bro.
$53 million program. Hand out prepaid cards to niggas that are not from here, so they could feel comfortable here while we got niggas here struggling.
Then his office, like the mayor's office, like some of his representatives, they was in, they came to the building that I work at the other day.
To check land on that shit. Land of the bullshit.
Land of the bullshit, bro.
This ain't land of the free no more.
Yeah, this is definitely not land of the free. This land of the politics, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Even I know you ain't watched this shit, but Tucker Carlson, he did an interview with Vladimir Putin the other night. It was like 2 hours long. He was just basically going into like, he was like, yo, basically stop providing help to Ukraine and we won't go to war with y'all. That's what he said. Basically like, yo, listen, bro, if you keep helping them, we gonna have a problem. Y'all teenagers in America gonna be getting letters in the mail talk about your country, home of the brave, home of the free, needs you to stand on that line.
Yo, thank God nigga never got drafted.
Thank God niggas about to be 40 years old with bad backs talk about
Monday.
They used to try to put us through the struggle.
Talk about I'm
suck my dick, you bitch.
Can't draft me, bro. Relax, but and he was talking about some other shit that's real vital to what's going on right now, bro. And we just need to chill, bro. America is going in a whole different lane right now than it's supposed to be going in. And it's not, I don't know, bro. And then imagine this, bro. You bringing in hundreds of thousands of these migrants, right? What you think he bringing them in for, bro? To vote for him?
See. Sí.
Because the election coming
pa todo.
Up. Come on, bro.
The presidente gave us everything.
Shit is crazy.
We get money. I got house. Yeah. Yo.
What up, man? I love me.
Gonna lie to you, B.
Super Bowl, who you picking for the Super Bowl?
Both of them niggas.
Me too, yeah.
Fuck that shit, right? We winning, shotting. Nah. I don't know. I really got a strong feeling for the Chiefs. You feel what I'm saying? But in all honesty, I've been seeing a lot of 49er sneaky signs out here. You heard? Niggas pulling up with the old vintage jerseys, jackets. I'm like, hold on. Where these niggas coming from? Y'all niggas don't. Niggas ain't even from out there. Like, I fuck with the 49ers too.
The Super Bowl is not for the two teams. Die hard fans.
It's for the niggas betting.
It's for the niggas that got bread to get there.
Yeah. Wildin'.
So it's just gonna be a mixed crowd.
Niggas throwing $100,000 to the pot.
Real fans there. I think it's gonna be a good ass game in the 30s. Both, you know, like it's gonna be 33-31, 34-31. Somebody, whoever got the ball last.
40-something to like 20-something.
Damn.
That ass.
That's a good game.
Though. That's still goody. Yeah. It just got crazy at the end. Just remember what I said.
We both got like 60-point spread, the 60 points, but in different fashions. I think somebody going to drive to win the game at the end, and the kicker going to be like, ah. See, more than likely Patrick Mahomes, but.
For the run?
I don't think Brock Purdy's scared. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Brock Purdy's scared. He was the last pick in the draft, bro. I'm in Super Bowl.
So Mahomes for like 20 yards, easy on him.
Rushing yards?
Yeah.
For the game?
Yeah.
Hey, 20 plus? Yeah, hell yeah.
25 plus.
I think
I might say 30-ish, but 30-ish, but you know, we ain't gonna drag it.
I think both of the defenses are dope, so the quarterback gonna have to do what you're saying more than just throwing. You're gonna have to pick your spots to get a couple yards running. But
yeah, I got the Chiefs, man. I ain't gonna cap.
Yeah,
so that nigga gonna run it down on niggas.
All right, let's touch on this last topic, if I'm not mistaken.
Shout out to Monique. Do you hear her? Her shit was crazy on Club Shay Shay.
Oh, we gonna get into that in the Rumble exclusive, y'all. Yeah,
holla at Rumble, you heard?
Yeah, holla at us on
we
Rumble.
You gotta be petty like that. I like that. Good shit, my
man. Yeah, we working real quick, man. We in the studio for a little bit, you know what I mean? But NYCHA got busted. Pause. Couple bribery charges, you know what I'm saying? Give me a couple baby, hours and I'll let you hook up your kitchen. Yeah, do your thing, you know what I'm saying?
I believe
I don't
it.
Think that's nothing new though. I think
that might
shit.
Be a new more because it's certain NYCHA shits that ain't NYCHA no more. So
yeah, I think that shit.
That probably could be from that. You heard? Niggas said niggas with that yo hair. You can have this building. You heard? I don't give a fuck about them peas. Cause I ain't gonna front, boy. Linden. I don't even know if I can still say Linden Projects, but Linden Peas.
At least
niggas got new door entrances and all that.
As many as 70 current and former New York City public housing employees have been charged with accepting kickbacks from contractors in exchange for awarding city contracts, federal prosecutors in New York said. The charges against NYCHA employees present the largest number of federal bribery charges brought on in a single day in history of the department.
So hypothetically, you think like people lining up personal construction people to do the building shit and all that? Because they could say mad bread like that. Like they're supposed to get a certain amount of bread
it's
for
bigger
that,
than that.
Spend like a quarter.
It's big accepting kickbacks from contractors in exchange for awarding city contracts. So depending probably like on like what we saying. Like we be here like, yo, you hear my front door, when you let it go, it just bangs. Wow. It don't got that and it stops. We complain about that, but they may be you see them with the scaffolds here and shit.
Fixing lights, cameras.
Fixing something else.
Yeah, man, other shit.
So they'll pick and choose which contract to do and you know, accepting briberies from it and shit like that. That's what I'm getting from it. You know what I'm saying?
Plus motherfuckers doing like the what you call that shit? Extermination.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, all types of shit.
All that shit. You know how this type of living is. Asking somebody, asking housing to fix your shit, you'll be here forever waiting for them.
Nasty
shit
work.
Is crazy, bro. But
nasty.
I don't think that's nothing new, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
But that shit built up, go crazy through the years, you feel me? So they probably gonna ape shit right now. Like y'all niggas save mad billions. Gangsta.
Shit crazy, man. But what you gotta give to the people real quick, Spliff, what's up?
Y'all ain't gonna lie to y'all. Pop out Saturday. It's a lot of good shit going on. Be safe, enjoy y'all weekend. And roll up some good weed, man, and watch Power like 5 times, you heard? Fuck it. Episode was
yo, shout out to everybody, man. if you stood here to this point of the episode, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Leave a comment below, even if it's just an emoji. You know what I'm saying? To help the numbers. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a first time listener and you liked anything on this pod, make sure to subscribe, man. Again. And make sure to catch us on Rumble. Make sure to catch us on Spotify, Apple Music, any kind of
IG,
platform. D-Regan.
IG Tune Vibes, IG Tune Truny Art, IG 11239 Spliff.
This nigga got mad IGs.
IG with Spliff, I mean, IG Spliff and Balls _, and just make sure to follow everything going on. Oh, follow Don Corn D Reek and IG too, you feel what I'm saying? TikToks,
everything,
check out
man.
The audio joints, you feel what I'm saying, y'all? And we catch you on the next episode, you feel me?
So for Spliff, it's D-Reek and Hippie. Shout out to Chun Chun. Y'all already know we
about
to get about it.